Yo, what's up, everybody? We here live on Off the Rock. We got Miss Ariel from from iHeartRadio. I was about to say 107.3. I wanted to go with the iHeart.
Put some respect on my station, yo.
Hey, man, come on.
It is the actual station.
Put some respect on the station.
I had to put some respect on the station, and we got her on the show. So everybody put some respect on the show. What's up?
Put some respect on it.
How you doing?
You know what? I got blessings.
Turn up.
I got complaints. Life is what it should be.
Fuck them. So we're going to keep moving.
No, ain't no fuck them. It's a balance, yo.
Oh, okay.
I got blessings. Right. I got complaints. Life is what it should be.
Okay. With the balance. All right.
Balance.
True. How's your balance today?
Like her balance, yeah.
You got blessings and complaints too?
Nah, I ain't got no complaints though.
Oh, okay. But,
not today.
It's just balance. Nah, I don't have too many complaints. I've always been that way.
Really?
Live life for
you.
Are you living?
In your spirit. You feel in your spirit?
Hey.
Feeling good.
All right, then.
We drunk.
Well, I got to say.
We ain't drunk. I'm still completely sober.
Yeah.
Who is we? Is this
I barely been drinking. I just started. So I don't know what y'all doing.
I was going to say, I'm good.
I don't know.
I'm feeling
it's
warm.
It's warm in here. All I'm saying is just drunk.
I feel like the hot
bottle.
Lamp at Krispy Kreme.
Show how them bottles look.
The hot lamp?
Yeah.
The hot lamp.
The sign outside.
Oh, okay. Hot sign. That's real different from a lamp.
But I mean, like, it's got a light behind fiberglass. It could be a lamp.
No, it's a light.
Okay.
Right.
Anyway. Since I got the most educated people in Mobile on the podcast today. So what's the hardest decision y'all had to make today?
Today?
Yeah. Mm. What's the hardest decision you had to make today?
And honesty. Going to work.
Yeah.
I had to, like,
that's a good one.
Because I wanted to stay asleep, but it's like, nah, it's stuff to be done. So the hardest decision. And the fact that was the hardest decision, you know what? I ain't doing too bad.
Yeah, you can live with that.
I ain't doing too bad.
I guess, you know, the hardest decision for me, I gotta say, was picking out what the hell I was gonna eat for lunch. I've been walked around the same store 4 or 5 times. I done went through every section trying to figure out what I wanted for lunch.
Right.
And then I came, it hit me like a ton of bricks.
You ain't want nothing.
I wanted Jamaican vibes. I wanted some oxtails.
And you were in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Because you said you was in the store.
Mm-hmm. I work at Pepsi, so I'm in the store all the time.
Hey, one time for Pepsi. They are a big sponsor for iHeartRadio.
Yeah, shout out to
Full Circle.
Rock
Full Circle.
I never thought I'd say that on this show. But
drop a coupon for Pepsi.
Yeah. But that's the hardest decision I had to make. Mm-hmm. What's the hardest decision you had to make?
Same thing with her. They're going away. I wasn't going to go.
Mm.
And I was like, all right, let me go.
It wasn't that I didn't want to go because did want to go. Yeah, I was just struggling to get up.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
that'd be the struggle.
That used to be a real problem for me.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, lately it hasn't, though. Like, I think last couple of years it really hasn't been as bad as it used to be. I get up.
2021 is trying to 2020 me in 2021, and that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a big problem. That was even hard to even
like you still processing that one. So
January every year, New Year, I don't count yet. I still count it as part of last year.
Right. Not until Aries season starts do I recognize it as a new year.
So you're Aries.
No, I'm not an Aries at all.
Okay.
But Aries is the start of the zodiac
of the
season. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm a Taurus.
Oh, okay.
True blue Taurus, baby.
Okay, Libra gang over here.
Hey, what's up, Libra?
Uh-huh.
Both ruled by Venus.
Yep. Whatever that means.
Passionate people.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Venus, the planet of passion and pleasure. We bought our passion, bought our pleasure.
Yeah. Your desire.
I like my food as good as I like my music, as good as I like my sex. Okay?
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good episode.
Oh, it is.
Where we going next? where are we going next?
Let's get into some...
wow.
Well,
yeah, Lord. Hello.
Let the sparks fly.
And it's about to get real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was about to get real for Lil Wayne until Trump said, psych.
Oh.
We're going to send a pardon in there.
Well, it'd be a lot of mixed emotions about that.
Yeah, oh. I know it. So Kodak Black and Lil Wayne got pardoned by Donald J. Trump. Mm-hmm. Before he decided to make his move out of the, you know, White House and got the boot, he decided to give, you know, the boot to Kodak Black and Lil Wayne for prison. How y'all feel about that? Like, just I just want to hear y'all, like, feeling.
I get it. I mean, I absolutely, not to say that I would get down and endorse Donald Trump, but, like, again, Trump used people as a means to an end. Why shouldn't Wayne use him as a means to an end? Yeah. Like, I absolutely get it.
Yeah.
You know, this man was facing, I think, 10 years because he had a firearm charge, as well as that pharmacy that he had in his damn bag, cocaine, ecstasy. I forget the last one
that
he had.
Like, got eight dreads.
That's exactly why.
I count it.
Baby, that cocaine is eating away at his his hairline.
Yeah,
poor thing.
He look like the dude that fell out the window of high. I'm on fire. Yeah.
Like, his locks look like everything that he has been through in the last 10 years, and that's not okay.
Man, he got a lock for almost every mixtape.
He got more than eight. He got more than eight mixtapes.
Do he have more than eight mixtapes that we care about?
Yeah, that's the real question.
The real Wayne fans tell they be like, they care about all
of them. I don't know. Some of them dedications were defecations.
Period.
That's a bar, dog. Dedications and defecations. That could be the title. That's a runner right there.
Kodak Black, I also understand, because, I mean, he still is, though. Like, you know, the question now is, was Kodak Black's pardon a waste of time? Because he's still facing possibly 30 years for a sexual assault case.
That's true. And he only had 1 year left with the one he was already in there with.
Yeah, but he still had that year. And then, again, still face that other charge. So, again, was that a waste of time?
Was that a waste of time? Yeah, I think it is.
Like, kissing ass for that.
He just bought him a couple more strip club visits.
Now Wayne, on the other hand, his makes sense because he was about to do 10 or more.
Yeah, he was about to do a 10-year
But period. Kodak, granted, I still, a year in prison is a lot. So I ain't gonna speak to that.
I ain't got all of the information on, like,
right.
They didn't release all of it about what he pardoned him from. So he could have pardoned him from the assault case, which would be
No, because he hasn't actually stood trial for that yet. So he hasn't been convicted. He can only be pardoned for those things. At least if I read it correctly, he can only be pardoned for what he's already been convicted.
What he's already done. Yeah, that's why he got released.
Yeah,
he's only pardoned for that.
The other question is, like, would you...
But he left the Tiger King in there. Let's be clear about that.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
How dare you?
And Boosie, and black people saying about C-Murder as well. Boosie was upset about that, and Monica. Yeah. A lot of people that was advocating for him to get out.
Yeah.
So they upset about that fact.
Kimberly, where were you? Where was your antenna when that shit happened?
Yeah, he was body. And you just left.
Don't you need a new black rapper since you're divorcing your current black rapper?
Damn, my soul.
Wow.
Damn. She didn't whitewash.
Wow. Like,
you're welcome, America.
She's lit. I love it. I love her.
The Rock is really
You might, need to join the show.
Amen.
Partner up with iHeart or something.
Yeah. Black effect.
I might have folks trying to fight y'all in the street.
Oh, man. I'm just here. I'm just listening. That's what I'm saying. She said I'm just here listening. I ain't say nothing.
I'm going to be alive playing PS5.
Okay.
That's another bar.
But that is right, though, about Kim, though. I mean, she know.
Yeah.
But the question I have, would y'all endorse Trump to get out of prison? True. Would you do it?
To get out of prison or before I go? Because they technically went, Trump, I mean, Lil Wayne wasn't in there yet.
To get out of prison time.
If you got Kodak to get out, then you probably, But if you like Lil Wayne, and my thing is, I'm the same person with the same way with a lot of stuff like that. If you do the crime, you need to do the time.
Nah, fuck that. Because if I did the crime, I still don't want to do the time.
Don't? Of course. We all don't want to. But, I mean, if you want to look at the actual, like,
The righteousness of it. Yeah, but how many of us are honestly going to be out here righteous as a motherfucker?
We're not. And none of us are going to be righteous. But, I don't know, man, because it's just a lot of people get locked up for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah.
And everybody is always is looking for somebody to kind of be the savior.
Yeah.
When it's something that they got locked up for, it's probably something that they've done over and over and over and over and over again. So I can't continue to be like, hey, I'm going to keep rescuing you if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. But so you kind of got to be like, okay, do I want to be free or I don't?
So let's philosophically.
Yeah, big word.
That's probably not a real word.
Write that down. It might be a big word.
That's not a real word.
But hold on, we ain't finna let you slide on this question because you ain't say yes or no. So
you ain't you, say yes.
I said if I was like Kodak and I was in there, probably yes. But and I went to talking about everybody that goes into prison that does bad things probably needs to sit their ass there.
Yeah. How many people
get arrested for things like, you know, drugs, little minor stuff, and they get like 30, 40, life, stuff like that. Now, I don't think that's necessary. But, I mean, I don't know, man. People just be doing,
it's such a hard yes or no question because we want to make something that is not black and white, black and white. Yeah. We want to fit it into a box that it just can't go in.
Exactly.
That's what I'm doing.
I would say that's exactly what I'm saying. So I mean, yeah, I mean, it's just hard, man. Like, yeah. I mean, everybody feel like you know they deserve another chance or they deserve another opportunity, but a lot of times people, you know, be in there for a lot of things that they you know need to be in
there
for.
I think part of the problem, and I think that's the conversation that's being had now with prison reform is. That this is not a rehabilitation space.
Yeah.
You know, like when a kid goes to time out, they come out and mom and pops probably like telling them something to the effect of, yeah, so this is where you fucked up at. Probably not in those words. Yeah. But like
probably those words. Yeah.
Probably not those words. Like I only talk to my 6-year-old like that, but like but here's where you fucked up at. So here's how you get your act together. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, when you know so many people go to prison, it's like throw the animal in the cage.
Yeah, that's the mentality.
And when you get out, then still how do you expect me to come back out into this world when there is a mark on me forever? Every time I fill out a job application, I have to continuously tell people. And granted, I get that we have to be responsible for our shit. But at the same time, if I quote unquote paid my debt to society, why am I still now required to say to somebody when I roll up in a space of business, you know, this is what I did. And so now they looking at me sideways like, nah, I ain't really interested in hiring you. So now again, here we go, continuing the cycle and the circle of I have to turn to something illegal or I feel the need. I don't have to. I feel the need to return to something.
It's like a recycling the process, yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah,
again, like why are these not rehabilitation spaces?
Now, you know, I don't know if Biden said it or somebody, I heard it, I was reading it the other day, but they were saying one thing they want to do as far as with prison reform is when you know, inmates are released to provide housing and different stuff like that for them once they release, so they can get back on their feet easily. Like as far as jobs, and I mean, I think that'd be something good. If you go to jail for something, you get out, they have a house for you, they have a job for you, so you have no excuse to say this. You know,
but I don't. That's like when we see a home, like because churches do this all the time. When we see homeless people go out and give them Bible verses and shit, the first thing. First things first that we need to take care of is the fact that they haven't eaten.
Yeah.
And they still also, even after I give them this meal and this Bible verse, do not have a safe space to continue to eat and or live in. Mm-hmm. So again, we still have to address what got them here in the first place.
That's like
now, right, we cannot put a Band-Aid on the situation. Now, the problem is once you start getting in the trenches, you don't realize how deep they are till you're in them. Because at the end of the day, in order to reform our prison system, we first of all got to reform our whole fucking country.
Country, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to start. Because
it started, baby.
Yeah.
Yes, this thing started with colonization, and this is the goddamn ricochet effect of everything that started with colonization.
Yeah, exactly.
So all I'm saying, that's my piece.
Somebody said my shirt looked like it came with an Africa draw. Shout out to my cousin. Everybody in that's watching Off the Rock live on Facebook Live with us. We are live. If you listening on Spotify podcast, we live every Thursday at 8:00 on Facebook. If you got any questions, write them in the comment section and we'll ask them before we get off the show. But to answer the question for me, because I ain't gonna slide on the question because I showed.
Right, I was wondering if you were gonna answer.
No, I just was letting y'all. Hey, I'm listening.
Right.
I gotta make sure I'm listening.
Okay.
Podcast 101.
Okay. Yeah. Communication 101.
Exactly. Look at him go. Me, I want you catch me in the trap with a red hat. I'm telling you, They've been using African Americans for everything.
Period.
Mm-hmm. I'm finna get the get back. I'm getting my ass out of jail. Look, I'm going to put this gray sweater on like Lil Wayne did. We all know that gray sweater didn't match what he was wearing, so they gave him that shit out the back. And his PR guy was like, look, just go up there, say these few little lines, I'll get your ass out. All right, we'll fix your image when we get out of there. Let's
get out of there. We're going to Photoshop a couple more dreadlocks on the top. Yeah, we're going to do what we can.
Fix none of that. We got they stitches. That just like that. That's just what you got. This what you took. This what you're going to
get. Nah, my nigga, that was after Photoshop. Imagine what it looked like before.
Because he looked a little smooth, a little cleaner. But you know, he was a little more pale. And we're just going to pray for Lil Wayne. You know, you heard his new song?
No.
I'm just going to say, I don't think I've paid that much attention to Wayne since Carter 3.
Man, it sounds like rock and roll again.
Carter 3 was the last time I was like, yay, Wayne.
Them rock joints, though, they did hit.
Did they?
Prom Queen.
Hit the fucking wall and fell on the floor.
I can't stand them. They were trash.
Pick the world up. Pick the world up.
He should have picked that shit up and dropped it on his head.
Oh, trash. My God. They were trash. Oh, I'm sorry. God. They were trash. Maybe if you like crowds.
I feel like Eminem is more of a gimmick than he is a delivery. Now, that may be an unpopular opinion.
Nah, I rock with that motherfucking opinion.
But I think that he is more of a gimmick because it's like, not to say that he is not talented.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. But I think it hits different because it's like, look at this white boy doing exactly what we as black people do all the motherfucking time. Like, what are we talking about?
We ain't putting mamas in the closets.
No, granted. Well, that's because our mama hit different.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
I'm sorry.
Nah, you ain't going to put your mama in the closet. That's some white folks stuff right there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think he's more of a gimmick than a sale.
I'm with it. As bad as I want to dive deep into the analysis.
Right. Let's move.
the inauguration of the Biden-Harris was just the other day, man.
Yeah.
And the ladies in pearls. I was seeing ladies in pearls all day. Mm-hmm. I found out that the school system, like all of the teachers and just people of color.
Chucks and pearls.
Was having the chucks and the pearls.
It's a celebration. It's a celebration. And for the sake of clarity, I know that they were like, it's a celebration for women. No. This was a celebration for black women.
Black women, yeah.
This was a celebration for South Asian women. Mm-hmm. Now, white women, you can do whatever you need to do. And again, this ain't like no shade to y'all, but I know you're going to take it as shade. Do whatever you need to do with this homegirl. But this isn't your turn. Yeah, okay? Yeah, you had Susan B. Anthony, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Yeah, that is true.
This is ours. This is ours. You had Susan B. Anthony. Take that and go sit over there in the corner, which, by the way, Susan B. Anthony stole the feminist movement from black women. But that's a different story. Story, we won't go there.
Oh, my
God.
Have
a clue
bomb for you. So shout out to the black and Asian women.
Yeah, South Asian.
Yeah, South Asian. Make sure we get that in there.
Yeah, let's get specific.
Okay, it is nothing that I've seen. I get tired of seeing, though, too, with African-American when we excel in certain things.
Mm-hmm.
It's always us African-Americans, people, that come and the first thing we say is, oh, they're not really all that
Can we
black.
Say black? Because black people, why do we have to explain how we're Americans? And maybe I'm taking it the wrong way, but I feel like we are a group that has to always explain how we Americans.
Mm-hmm. With Negroes!
Nigerian.
Nigga, I... look, you at least went Negro. And I just, I'm about to say, yo, I'm not no Negro, but I just...
But no, it'd be like,
don't set us back 200 years.
It'd be like when Kamala first, you know, when she first got selected as vice president, I already knew who she was. You know, I already wrote up on that. You know, I liked her. You know what I'm saying?
We did it, Joe.
You know, people came was like, oh, she's not even all black or that. You know, it's like people always want to throw
and
that
that's,
in.
Exactly,
you know,
that's the thing. As if duality isn't a thing. She can be as black as she is South Asian, as much as she is Jamaican.
Yeah, like I'm mixed.
She is all of these things.
Like I never understood.
And
I don't
all of
that.
These things are her experience. Again, this is where we, as people, we understand things better when they are black and white, because that's how we have been conditioned from the womb, to understand things in a black and white manner. Mm-hmm. And when things start to get gray, that's when we start going, oh, no, you need to pick a side. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have to pick a side, first and foremost. Now, does that mean that I agree with all of the politics that she has had over the years? No.
No, yeah.
But there are some of them that I thought I disagreed with. Once I actually read them for myself, I was like, okay, that makes sense. Because a lot of, like I said, that rehabilitation that I was talking about, when we come from the prison system, Kamala was very adamant about that rehabilitation. Now, again, her hands are kind of tied, as Obama's was, because I know that we gave him a lot of shit, like how he ain't do enough for black people. But you also have to understand, being the first in that seat, being the pressure of being the first in that seat.
With the Republicans having control over the House and the Senate.
Guess how much he could do? Nothing. With his hands. Yeah, like this man is fighting with his hands tied behind his back. So the fact that he could even get health care passed, granted, no, he couldn't say, I did this for black people, because he had to make sure these Republicans bought that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But we knew what was up. We knew the cold words.
Yep. You're right.
We knew the cold words. So again, we and I get why we say, nah, do that shit out loud. Mm-hmm. I get why we want it done out loud. But that don't mean that we can.
Yeah.
When we ascend to power, sometimes you don't even understand the shit that you have to carry, how heavy that is, or the stuff that's placed in front of you when you take a seat at the table.
Yeah, and that's not even with the black stigma on it. That's just having the position.
Having the position.
Yeah. A lot of people don't understand. Like, I research and I read a lot of stuff. So when people be saying stupid stuff like that, I be looking like, you got to understand what you talk about. You know what I'm saying? Before you make these kind of assumptions. But a lot of people don't know nothing about government. They don't know nothing about
you
what
you said it in your words. You said it in your first words. You researched.
Yeah.
People are talking out their ass and just thinking that that's
somebody made made a statement on Facebook I seen about about the other day about how Trump, I guess they basically saying that Trump is still going to be president, because why did Trump, only the president can still take Air Force One around after he leaves office like that. Not knowing that the reason that Trump took all that before Biden got sworn in, because when Biden gets sworn in, you can no longer use anything else as government affiliated. Yep. You have to ask for permission.
I mean, technically, for the rest of his life, though, even with the impeachments, unless they come to trial, he is technically still a government employee.
Employee, exactly.
Because taxpayers still going to pay his ass until he kicks the
bucket.
He's
still going to have all that security and all that.
All them damn cheeseburgers, we ain't got long.
Yeah, but I just got a man research. Just got to read,
bullshit, man.
Oh, I can. I absolutely can.
No, like,
nothing that he did shocked me.
Yeah, I'm just.
Oh yeah, nothing shocked
my
me.
My mind, when you said cheeseburgers, my mind flashed back to the national championship of his first year, and he got the Clemson Tigers, Big Macs and
fries,
chicken nuggets.
And what he said over, he was like, you know, this good. They're good burgers. They're good burgers.
Mm-hmm.
The best burgers, believe me. Mm-hmm. Believe me, they are.
Yeah, man. Your thighs got all of them burgers.
Look, before we get off of this topic.
Okay.
I just wanted to talk about the inauguration and what happened. There was a lot of good things that happened. There was some questionable things, like what the hell Lady Gaga had on her head.
Very Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Serving Hunger Games.
Yeah.
May the odds be in your favor this year, Biden, because my God. Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to talk about your take on Chuck Taylors, because you noticed the women having Chuck Taylors on.
Yeah.
You also noticed the correct way to wear
them. Let's go there first, because I saw a lot of people. First of all, one thing I cannot stand is when, again, yesterday was a celebration. Yes. Let people have their fucking celebration. And if they pull out their dirty Chucks and they Mardi Gras beads or they chipped up pearls or whatever, it's like, let people have their celebration how they have it. Just because it doesn't look like yours doesn't mean that your self-righteous ass gets to say something about it. Right?
The way the world is not, everybody is so
but Chucks were made to be dirty.
So by
just like Vans.
They are not supposed to be clean.
Just like Vans.
Like all these people that were like, that was saying like, oh, y'all Chucks are dirty. They're supposed to be dirty. And I'm sorry that you didn't get it. I'm sorry that you only wear yours enough to where it rubs the meat off your pinky toe.
I ain't seen any
pause. Rubbing meat.
I don't know, but I mean, I've never known anybody to wear clean Chucks. I saw more pairs of clean Chucks than I've ever seen in my whole life, and I'm like, who the fuck are you? Did you just get those today?
They just got them for the Chucks and Pearl. I'm telling you.
Why? What are you doing? Put some dirt on them things.
Put some dirt
If
it was raining outside, you'd have seen like more dirty Chucks and Pearl. But
I
it was sunny.
Somebody with the Dior Jordan 1s, and I had to go on an investigation.
Oh, that was her nephew-in-law.
It was actually Joe Hayden. Joe Hayden had the old ones, and because I was
and
like,
so did Kamala's nephew-in-law. Oh, he wore them on Capitol Hill.
Okay,
that was a big
only
fucking
reason
deal.
Why I thought it was Joe Hayden because they both had gray pants.
I'm just gonna say I don't think he was the only one, but I know he was the one that I saw.
Okay, because I was like, whoever had them shits on, picked their outfit out the night before.
They had their shit laid out. Like
it was laid. It was laid. Laid and died to the side.
Right.
Laid and died to the side. Now, we talked about the breakfast of champ. I mean, well, the champion meal, right? We talked about McDonald's and them having cheeseburgers and chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so look, Tennessee decided that they wanted to take the McDonald's route when it came to giving their scholarship players that underhanded money. Now, we know players don't supposed to technically get paid to play college football.
Right.
Tennessee is on a whole bunch of recruiting sanctions because they have been doing things the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
They got what we call a little sloppy with recruiting.
Right.
And when you recruit, that's when you go and you tell the player, hey, I want you to come to this school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all know they say, we want you to come to this school and we'll give you some underhanded, maybe $20,000, move your family close to Knoxville type bullshit. So they normally...
Oh, were they playing like that?
Yeah.
Let me text my child's father and
tell
him.
Wait a minute. not yet.
I'm trying to get this kid out here playing some football.
So what they did was they decided that when they got the recruits on campus, they were going to give them their money in McDonald's bags. And nobody's ever going to find out. First of all,
they should have taken them to the park right across the street from the White House and handed it to them in bags. Yeah. It would have been just like the war on drugs all over again. And you know what? It would have worked for America for centuries.
True. What you think about that, man? What you think about the McDonald bag money? I'm just like, man.
It's like a slap in the face. It's like the most disrespectful. Like, why are you first of all, I already know this is dirty money. Okay.
This is a McDonald's bag, bro.
I don't know a whole lot about sports, but I already know that this is dirty money if you handed it to me in a greasy ass McDonald's bag, bro.
I swear, Burger King bag would have been better. Maybe Checkers.
Nah, dog.
No, because nobody's going to believe that you actually went to Burger King with the nasty-ass fries.
And then Checkers? Everything there is pretty cheap. What the hell you doing giving me $1 million in a Checkers bag? My thing is, if you wanted this to be a little bit more discreet, you're supposed to went to the people who do things right. You're supposed to have went to where the engineering, they could engineer the fucking government. You're supposed to got Chick-fil-A. If you would have got Chick-fil-A in on this money deal,
then God would have been in the center of that.
And nobody would have known. If they would have seen the money, they'd have been like, it's God's chicken. Don't you question it.
Right.
It's God's chicken.
God is all in this money.
Then they got the warming bag. Shit look just like the luggage bags, all black, stealthy. If they can engineer to get half a million people during lunchtime out in 15 minutes or less, they could have got the money to the kids.
A ministry.
Hey.
Pass the plate. Let the church say amen.
So you out here just deciding to be blatantly a dumbass and give these kids money in McDonald's. You could have did some.
But it's a disrespectfulness.
Exactly.
Of handing it to me in a McDonald's bag.
If I'm a kid, I don't even want this shit now.
It's Mickey D. The kids love Mickey D.
I guess they thought they loved Mickey D. I ain't with it.
I'm loving it. That's McDonald's?
Yeah.
I ain't heard. They still do that?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I ain't heard that in the commercial, in the McDonald's commercial, in like, since I was
in,
like,
in years.
Two.
That boy just, he said, ba da ba 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 fuck. I think I might use that title for the episode. I'm loving it.
That's good. That's a good one. That was a good one.
And it was crazy. So after the scandal, Tennessee had a game against Florida in basketball. They was the number 6 team in America.
Mm-hmm.
They went and got their ass waxed by 20-plus points. And guess what people on Facebook was doing? They was like, damn, look like Tennessee ain't have enough McDonald's bags to get through this one. And then they put the L up there, and then they put the money in a large waffle.
Damn.
A large fry, like, little cone. They was trolling them all night.
One thing about Al Gore's internet, you will never be safe if you fuck up.
Yeah, you will never. You will never be safe.
You are now a meme. Congratulations.
Yeah, exactly. Seconds. Like, you can literally, yeah. I got apps. As soon as something happened, like, I go on app and they already got it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to put up there.
They on your ass.
Did you see what Bernie Sanders wore?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders had been a trending topic all day long with them damn mittens on. Like,
mittens on with the brown old penny loafers. The old one. He
like
was
the way his legs was crossed, though.
Like, I don't have time for this shit. I'm just going to do this right quick.
I came and did what I had to do. Now let's get on with the program.
I came, I saw, and I left. And I conquered, I left.
I left. I'm going to be here right quick. Let me stop by here right quick.
He was like, let me get this shit over with. Oh. That's his face. Oh, my God.
His whole posture was like, all right.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Let's go.
Let's bounce.
Oh. But every time everybody had the leather gloves on, too. Like, man, they bringing leather gloves back?
Yep. I mean, you know, for the most part, everybody looked like, you know, very regal. I'm still trying to figure out what species of bird Gaga killed to put on her chest. But that's neither here nor
man,
there.
Man, I told you she came out of the mold. She came out of the mold dread like she finna meet the royal queen. She had the
big red
carpet dress.
She came dressed like somebody needed to be just a volunteer as tribute.
And then she was carrying herself. Like, she was like, she was carrying herself. Like, there wasn't nobody carrying it for her. She was like, I'm gonna carry myself.
This is your queen.
It was a lot. Now she sang the national anthem.
She did a good job.
Well, well, I'm not going to be like, you know, oh, she sung that thing down. Like, she did do a good job because Gaga really is a talented
she
woman.
A talented
she can sing.
I think she can do better.
You know, right. Look, at this point, like, Fergie topped Roseanne, and she was hated for her version of the national anthem. J-Lo looked absolutely flawless, but did not sound flawless.
No.
Granted,
I mean, the song, I don't know.
That song
is
like the most basic patriotic song.
Did they choose what they wanted to sing, or did people give them?
I have no idea.
I mean, it's like a church program. Like,
she was just trying not to fail, though.
Well, she did.
She did. She knew she was going to fail. She was trying too hard.
She was like, less is more.
But the thing about it is, she's been trying too hard since she first started singing.
But she, it really stuck out then, because like,
was this the first time it stuck out? Was this the first time?
No, I'm saying, I guess it's a little different because everybody watching now, because even people that don't know who she is was watching for this for the inauguration. It probably was a lot of people that just still don't know who J-Lo
that,
even
that
was.
Didn't know she could sing before, and because baby,
no, she sucked. But I'm saying, like, probably that show she sucked.
Right, now, I'm saying we show, found out with Waiting for Tonight that she was not a good singer.
Man, I love that song though.
It's a good song. It's a good. Doesn't mean she's a good singer.
She's not a good singer. She's not.
She's not a good singer. She's not even a good actress. But again, she got a really good. That's my phone ringing. Oh, like, let me see. Oh, that's my sister. Okay, I'll call her back. She's fine. She's fine.
Sorry, sister.
She's fine. But like, nobody's dying.
You don't think she's a good actor? All the movies she's in, she did
have been
same
basic
person.
As right. It's the same person over and over again. So she doesn't even have to try. Like, all she had to do was train for one, and now she. It's good for all
now
the Hallmark ass movies she's been in.
Now, I can say I did like her in Selena. That's one movie I did like
now,
her in.
Now, Selena, I'm not going to bullshit you. She did that shit.
Yeah.
She did. That's a classic.
She did that.
So I'm going to give her roses for that one.
Yeah.
I am. But since you earned your roses for that one, because she did do that one.
What about Enough? You don't like Enough?
I like Enough.
I felt like that I had already seen that movie 100 times with a different cast, so I don't have a whole lot for it. I don't have a whole lot for it. And this is not me, because again, like, I'm still going to give J-Lo her roses, because sis is out here in her 50s looking all of in her 20s, okay?
She's still
And she's obviously a clearly intelligent woman, because she keeps showing up in spaces that she has not earned the right to be in.
Yeah.
But yeah, here she is doing her thing. So still, I got a kudos to her. So I can give her praises and her criticisms in the same breath.
Exactly.
We're here now.
Yeah,
we're here.
But we do gotta say she is one of those artists that are an elite company and an elite
absolutely
space.
Absolutely.
And speaking of space, NASA found ancient super Earth.
Wow.
Yeah, like, just think about that. So they're letting us know that it possibly could have been people like us on this ancient Earth.
Yeah. I'll have to go look that up, because now, like I wonder what that does. As far as, like, you know,
your horoscopes,
I mean, I'm sure it doesn't change. Like, I remember, like, the big fuck up when NASA was like, "Oh, so your horoscope isn't what you thought it was."
Because Pluto is not a factor.
Because Pluto isn't a planet, and neither is Chiron. But yet, we still very much factor that into birth charts. Mm. Very much factor that into birth charts, but. I don't know. I wonder what that does. Like, how does that show up now?
We have to figure out.
I was just born in November. I just know I was born
Scorpio?
November. Yeah.
Scorpios are one of my favorites. They're my sister sign.
2 points for you.
I don't know how. I don't know if that's positive vibes because choose a male or if not. I don't know.
It depends. Like, okay.
They're all the same in a way.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the rest of your chart. See, that's the thing. First of all, whenever we read horoscopes, just to give you a little trick, you probably read it wrong because you probably read for a Scorpio. But you need to know what your rising sign is because you really should have read for your rising sign and not for your. Why is she calling me back? She better not be dying. If she is, that's not my problem. I'm not an EMT. You should probably do your birth chart and find out what your rising sign is because that one is going to be the one that tells you a whole lot more when you read your horoscope versus.
I've read some of the difference. I don't really go digging too much to it. But every now and then I do, do some stuff about it.
Oh, baby, I'm down the rabbit hole.
They do be saying some stuff that...
I'm down the rabbit hole.
Like, that's me.
Uh-huh.
We crazy. We very... We get possessive.
Secretive.
It's very secretive.
But you know what? I think that gets a bad rap because I don't think you're secretive, but I think you are protective of the things that you hold dear to you.
We finna...
Libra's over here with their balance, knowing how to balance everything, really good at long term commitments and whatnot.
Now, what if you come across a Libra that or a person that doesn't necessarily go with what their sign is, saying about them? Because every now and then you do come across
The thing about it is like how I'm a Taurus, right? But I'm a rising Gemini. So a lot of stuff with the Gemini personality I can relate to, being charismatic, being very chatty, being low key flighty, because sometimes I could be a little indecisive.
Oh, okay.
But that's not a characteristic of a Taurus. Like a Taurus is reliable. Once they do some shit, they do some shit, and that's just it. While that can be me on the same side, I can also kind of roll with the punches at the same time. Tauruses are not classically known to roll with the punches.
Okay.
So again, that's why I say you need the full chart. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily one of those things that helps you predict anything, but it's more so one of those things that just gives you an understanding of who a person is. My Venus is in Taurus, which means my love language is a very passionate love language. So depending on where your Venus falls, we'll say whether or not we are compatible as lovers. Not your damn sun sign.
That makes sense.
But I'm done chatting about that. Because I could go all night.
Well, we're going to drop it then and move to our next segment called Rock It or Drop It. Now, you're new to the show, so Rock It or Drop It is where we give you a topic and you tell us if you rock with it, if you like it, or if you drop it. And that means you don't fuck with it at all.
Okay.
All right. So Cardi B was going to perform WAP at the inauguration, but... Strong butts. She had a dentist appointment. Do we rock or drop with the thought that she was gonna play WAP at the inauguration?
Drop that, please, jeez.
I don't know.
I don't see
I kind of rock with it only because I'm like, why not?
It's music.
Let's turn this shit up a notch. Then on the other side, I'm like. Is this really an appropriate space to be like it's macaroni not. In a pot to some wet ass pussy?
Not.
Is this really the appropriate space for that?
It's not. Especially with all the older.
What makes it an inappropriate space for this?
That's true, because it was some hoes in the house.
It was some mistresses, some scarlet letters.
A whole bunch of older single men sitting there, like Bernie Sanders sitting there, and she would have came out there with that WAP.
Who would have stood up in it for a minute? Okay,
man, that boy would have.
Because first of all, if she was good enough to be used on the campaign trail, let's not forget about her inauguration day.
She could do any other song. I don't think she would. She should. It would make.
Have you heard her catalog?
I like it like that.
I'd rather that. But not WAP though. I mean, because then she got to have Megan. You got to have Megan now because it would be so. You can't perform that song without Megan.
You can.
But
you can't. You can.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't, because you're gonna say your verse and it's gonna be just quiet.
Right, because really,
verses bounce off each other.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down the side of it. Like, you really can't have that song without that part.
Yeah, they verses. They verses flow right into each other. Like, when she get done, it's just gonna be like.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you can always work around that. You can always work around that. But I'm saying,
having
the iconic part, right? The iconic part of the song is the gobble me, swallow me part. Yeah, yeah.
Gobble me, swallow me for the title.
Yeah,
200 Alex.
You gotta have Megan. Everybody listen to it because Megan.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
So true, you say drop it. Right, you say drop it.
All that.
L, you gonna say rock it or drop it? Well, how you
said
feel?
Both, really?
Yeah, I'm just gonna say both of them.
How the hell? This is rock it or drop it, not rock it and drop it.
Or
okay. Oh my god.
I'm gonna go with or.
We got a small face, big face with a big bang. I don't know where that came from. But anyway,
so would you ever want Trina to be that dude? Did you, what song she got ass so big like a sun? You think you would want her to perform that?
That'd be good at the inauguration.
When has Trina ever talked about politics?
Well, none of them ran talking about.
Cardi has. Head. Cardi was on.
No, I'm not Cardi, but right. J-Lo, she talked about politics. Garth Brooks talked about politics. Listen, I ain't never heard that. I'm saying,
listen, first of all, Garth Brooks in that unseasoned ass version of Amazing Grace, was it amazing, sir? Was it? Because it really sounded bland.
And then it killed me when he was like, "I want everybody here and everybody at home to sing this last part with me."
Hey, no, and did you notice that when he sung that motherfucker, he got up out of there. Nigga trying to be on I-10 by 10.
Period. Period.
How you gonna Garth Brooks sing that?
I'm gonna say, I'm gonna drop that shit. You can't do that at the inauguration.
Mm. Yeah, it's just time for stuff. But this ain't. Now she could have did it later that night when they had the performance doing they.
The part,
plan.
Yeah, the part where it wasn't air. I'm pretty sure they were never gonna let that make it to TV.
Yeah,
not live.
I'm ready to bet that.
How can she? It's so dirty.
Because I almost can guarantee you it was some Meg Thee Stallion at that after party.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And just like it's rules to the inauguration, it's rules for Metro Boomin Studio.
Oh.
So look, Metro Boomin got these three rules, and I want to know if y'all rock or drop it. His three rules are no social media in his studio.
Makes sense.
No trash ass beats in his studio.
Makes sense.
And no suspicious shit in his words. In his studio. So how do y'all feel about it? What you rock or drop these rules?
I can rock with those rules.
Did he actually say no suspicious shit?
Yeah. Really did.
Okay. Now what actually qualifies as suspicious shit is a good question, but I definitely rock with it.
Yeah.
I definitely rock with it.
That is the what needs to be known, because there'd be some suspicious shit happening in these people's studios.
True.
You've been an artist. You rock and drop these studio rules with the studios that you've been in and a part of. How do you feel?
I mean, yeah, if it's your studio, you make whatever I think you can, you know, for your studio.
But do you like these rules?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, though. I mean,
rock with them.
Okay, so now the real question is, what do y'all deem as suspicious shit that could be done in a studio?
So many. So much stuff.
Give us one.
Bringing too many motherfucking people up in here. What are you trying to do?
That's why I can't stand that, dog.
Why are all these people piled up in here? What the hell are y'all trying to do? Are y'all going to jump me?
They getting all... It's like they feel like they get their energy off of the people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because like, if they're in a booth and they see their homies and outside the booth, you know, they turned up, they with it. I guess that makes them feel like they can go harder or go better. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe... I don't know.
That's too many leakers.
But me personally, I like it to be just me.
That's too many.
I don't want it to be just me, so I can listen to myself, hear what I need to do better.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need nobody critiquing it. Everybody critiquing when I release it.
Yeah. So, or at least before you release it. Like, you can get a team together. Like, radio stations do that. I mean, like, not radio stations, but, like...
Labels
do that. Yeah. They get, like, a team together, put your track on, and then they all... If they get a certain number of hands to say they like it, then they'll release it.
Yeah.
So, my thing is, you save that for them. But it's too many leakers in the studio when you...
Right.
Like, you know... Metro Boomin got a rule that say no social media, no phones.
Which is righteous.
Not everybody do that. So, like, say you in the booth, you got what we all think going to be the next hit. Somebody pull out a Snapchat. Now you got people, your fans, like, hey, release that shit. I want to hear this. I want to hear that. You know, now you got to go fight SoundCloud people because they got your song. And now you got to battle that shit. So, I mean, yeah, like, you right. I don't know why they be having people like that in the studio.
Right.
The shit that I would deem as suspicious shit in the studio, I say, like, if you bringing people that I don't know into the studio, like, as far as that, because, like, if you bring people I don't know, you haven't told me this person in your entourage, they could be plotting to rob me for everything I got in my studio. You know what I'm saying? Just being real. Or if somebody real fidgety or something in my studio, I can't take that shit. Nigga, chill out.
Right.
You making me paranoid. And don't come in there with illicit drugs that I don't know or understand.
Designer drugs.
Yeah.
Why you even need that up in here?
Yeah, don't bring no pineapple express in this motherfucker. I don't know what that is. For real, though. Now, look, I normally do, you know, rocky situations, but this is Rocky to Drop It with this rocky situation that I just gotta ask y'all.
Okay,
so I seen this on social media, and I wanted to ask y'all this question. If a man lets a woman who he is sleeping with but not in a relationship with live with him because she has nowhere to go, should that woman be able to sleep with other men, or is that disrespectful?
She should be able to do as she pleases.
Hold on. Say it again. Say it one more before you finish your answer.
Okay.
Say it one more time. So I can...
If a man lets a woman who he is sleeping with but not in a relationship with live with him because she ain't got nowhere to go, should that woman be able to sleep with other men, or is that disrespectful?
Oh, yeah, I know what I'm going to say.
No,
go ahead.
I don't feel like, first of all, where is the disrespect? Because what we have is an agreement that we are not exclusive to each other. Therefore, if I decide to go let somebody else stand up in it for a minute, tis what it is.
But you in my house.
Yeah, you ain't my daddy.
But you in my house.
But hold on. And if you my daddy, why we fucking?
No, but thing is,
you in my house.
The thing is,
I'm in your house. But you volunteered for this situation.
How you know I volunteered? How you know?
Time out. Okay, let me finish this. All right. So if you have volunteered for this situation, if this no longer works for you, if this no longer serves you, put they ass out. There are 1,000 shelters out here that sis can go stay her ass in. But if she's staying here and the agreement is this is a non-committal situation, if I go smash somebody else, what are you talking about? Stop volunteering for situations that you don't want to put yourself in. Stop volunteering for a situation you don't want to put yourself in. Be upfront. Because now this sounds like somebody who does want a relationship. So say that shit. And if they don't want it, put them the fuck out.
My turn.
Yeah, true. It's your
turn. I mean, it might not have been my idea for her to come in here. Now, it might be something that we talk about. It might be something she even asked. Now, if me and her are talking, because you said they're talking, right?
No,
they having sex.
They just having sex?
They having sex.
Fucking and ducking, dog.
I mean, that's talking. Regardless of what we want to admit,
That ain't talking. Let's get real clear about relationship roles.
We living together, though. We living together.
I done lived with a roommate before, but guess what? She wasn't fucking.
But I'm not your roommate at this point.
Yes, you are. No, you're my roommate that I happen to be having sex with.
I'm your lover.
You can't be my roommate if you ain't paying rent.
Exactly.
I'm your roommate. I'm your lover. My kids ain't paying rent. My son is not paying rent in my house. That's low key my roommate.
No. I'm your lover. You just not paying.
What do you mean? Hold on.
But again, if we have already said that there is no commitment here, how am I disrespecting you by smashing somebody else? We do not have a commitment.
Well, okay.
And if the fact that me smashing somebody else while living in your house is a problem, put me the fuck out.
I'm gonna put you out.
Put me the fuck out. But again, you have a problem because what you really wanted out of this situation was a commitment. So ask for that shit.
ask for that shit. Communicate what you motherfucking want. That's the problem with relationships.
Well, let's twist it.
Communicate what you want. Now, if they say, no, I'm not going to give that to you, then no, your ass can't stay here. Because this is what I am looking for.
Yeah,
this is what I am looking for. And therefore, now I am free to go and get what it is that I honest to God want. I am not required to take care of you. And even if you in a shitty ass situation, I bet you better figure out how to put your shit back together.
So the roles reversed, would you feel disrespected?
Would I feel disrespected? No.
But hold on.
Because I can guarantee you I'm fucking somebody else too.
Wait. We're missing a variable in the store. We're missing a variable.
I always have options.
We're missing a variable in the store,
right? Right.
So you's like, that's what I'm looking for. That's not what you're looking for, because in the line that I gave, you
exactly.
was looking for a place to stay because you had none.
People be lying.
You not finna use me to stay at my place. I'm gonna be nice.
But hold up.
Rent free, and you stay at my place, but we are having sex. What's 9 times out of 10? I mean, that only can last so long without it becoming a problem,
you
though.
You can't be my roommate.
That only can last... We can be having sex for so long.
So, again, if this now has become a situation, because, again, you can always change your mind. Like, I don't understand this whole train of thought where just because we agreed to this in the beginning doesn't mean that I can't change my mind down the line. No, I fucking can. But if I have changed my mind down the line and this no longer serves me... Walk the fuck away.
That's true.
Walk away.
Nah, I do want to say, like, I feel like the woman should be able to do whatever she want, because this guy make bad decisions anyway.
Clearly.
Because, like, ain't no
Bruh is a doormat with no boundaries.
And I also want to say this. Yeah, I couldn't do that shit, because if I was single and you coming in my house and we quote-unquote fucking, but we ain't having a relationship, you can't stay with me. You fucking up the traffic for all the other bitches that I'm
Period.
About to
have. Because why are you staying here?
Like, what I supposed to
exactly.
tell?
Exactly. So you got to make some kind of... I mean, something gotta,
but like,
you know, gotta meet somewhere. But you know, like,
what the fuck I supposed to tell the other women that's coming in here? This
my
roommate.
Bitch, exactly. where
your
room? You ain't gonna say that.
I'll be like, bitch, where your room? What's a one bedroom apartment?
Like, and you be like, sometimes she sleep on the couch, sometimes she sleep in here, because sometimes we fuck, and if it don't fly, then that's the person that you not smashing tonight.
I'm saying, like the woman.
I'm just cut it out. You just not gonna stay with me, period. Anyway, first,
period.
Not no girl. She ain't staying with me,
period.
Period.
Because again, first of all. Givers have to set boundaries. Yeah. You have to set boundaries. And if you have not set boundaries and you mad because somebody took something that, one, you offer, even though you didn't want to give it, you still offered it, that's on you. Take responsibility for that shit. You have to set boundaries as a giver. You also have to set boundaries as a taker. 9 times out of 10, a taker's not going to set no fucking boundaries. So I'm sorry that you showed up in this bitch without any boundaries. Now I'm going to go get me some other dick. Have a good night, sir. I'll be back in the morning.
Get out. When you come back, your stuff gonna be on the porch. I ain't even gonna put it in the porch. You ain't even gonna be the fine. I'm throwing it away.
Okay.
In the trash.
Patty.
Motherfucker. You know I'm a Scorpio.
Motherfucker coming through the window. Who's that sneaking in the window? Nah. But yeah, now you messing up. You gotta go.
Right.
You messing up the traffic with all the other women. And like, I just think about that. If you a woman and I'm with you and you come to my house and there's another bitch there.
Yeah.
Now you asking me, like, why is she here?
Exactly.
She my roommate. Where the fuck her room? It's one bedroom apartment.
You know what? I don't know if I've ever asked all those questions before, because I already knew what I showed up here for. And I righteously don't need your goddamn life story, so...
Yeah.
But I operate different. I'm a Taurus.
Yeah,
I operate different.
You been in that situation before?
Some women, Lord.
Yeah. But again, I showed up here for my pleasure, baby. What you got going on up in here ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, because some women, though, they be thinking with their emotions more than they do their
head. Right. Well, I mean, again, we get conditioned from the womb to be emotional creatures. And I'm not saying that women... aren't naturally emotional. I'm saying we all got emotions, but some of us are taught to repress ours while others are encouraged to embrace theirs. And women are encouraged to embrace their emotions. I don't know why I don't embrace mine as much, but
there are times where
I'm just like, I'm more analytical about situations, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't need all of that, because I know what I came here for. All you're supposed to do is drop off some dick, and you're doing all of this.
Yeah, you're supposed to have been dick and dash. Right. Not like,
now you done gave me your whole Dear Diary. This is not an episode of Moesha, baby.
I didn't pay for this.
I wish it be that easy. It don't be that easy.
I didn't pay for this.
Females are getting their feelings. Okay. They want a relationship. It don't be that easy. How you talking?
But the thing about it is, again, we still have to be honest about what the fuck we want. When I walk into a situation, I come with all my cards on the table. So you already know why I'm here. Now, if I'm expecting to make this some type of long-term commitment or relationship, I come with all my cards on the table and say, this is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, if this is not what I'm looking for, if I already know I'm just trying to fuck because I saw your print in those gray sweatpants, then I'm going to be very clear. I'm here to fucking... Don't ever call me again.
They're not going
to
be as clear as you, I'm telling you.
Men are not as clear.
I cannot tell you the number of men
who have in turn called me a man eater because I did exactly what I told them I was gonna do, but they expected me to do the opposite of what I said because that ain't how women roll. No, that is how some of us roll.
Yeah.
That is exactly how some of us roll. And for the third time this week, I am not a man.
Okay. We talking, it's a hood talk.
For the third time this week, I do not have a male mentality. But what I'm saying is I'm very clear and very intentional when I walk into a situation. I said what the fuck I said, and I'm not going to change it from here.
I think that most women think with their emotions because men put them that way. I feel like if men were more clear with their intentions, women would be more
absolutely
clear with theirs. I think we make the games and the girls fall into them.
Because the thing about it is, if you ever create an emotionally safe space for me to show up in, I'm gonna do that shit. I'm gonna show up in that safe space emotionally. Don't then turn around and tell me, no, you don't get to do that when you very much encourage that shit.
Yo.
Don't tell me that.
That's true.
Don't do that. So if you already understood, it is that easy. If you already understood what you wanted when you walked up in here, do not set some boundaries. Set some fucking boundaries. If I already know when I walk through this door that I have no intentions on ever seeing this man again, I'm not spending the night.
That's true.
But you have that mindset.
As soon as we bust, both of us, as soon as both, I'm telling us now. I'm telling us now. As soon as both of us bust, I'm getting dressed and I'm leaving.
I'm telling you.
Wait, well, first, I'm going to go pee.
I'm not a whore.
Then I'm going to dress. I know you're a whore. I know.
What True is really saying is, I'm in a relationship with all my bitches.
I've come across so many females. I've been single for a long time.
Me too. For the last 5 years.
Eight.
Okay.
And I would tell them, hey, I'm not looking for nothing. I just want this. I want that. And it still turns to something else.
But the problem is, are you consistently showing up for these people? Because the first thing we have to really understand is how mental and emotional the connection is when we do enter that vulnerable space.
It is. Yes.
And that's the God honest truth. But again, I'm one of those people who I can either turn it on or I turn it off. And I know walking in, if you say that to me, then I know turn it off. Protect that, you know, with everything that I got.
Yeah.
But if you tell me no, it's safe for you to come in here with your heart in your sleeve, then I'm like, I bet. So I'm gonna come in here with all my feels and shit.
Yeah.
But then don't tell me after I come in here with all my feels and shit, no, you don't get to do that. No, sir, you told me that I could.
See, I don't give.
You told me that I could.
I don't give no leeway for nothing that I'm not trying. No place I'm trying to go.
Mm-hmm.
And. Most women would still take it there.
Yeah.
Because that's what they want.
But it's the thing about you being safe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not so much that it's you, but it's the feeling that you provide of safety. It, so many women want the safety of a decent-ass dude.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Okay.
That way, we ain't always got to go find somebody to drop off some dick.
That's true.
Well, since we're on this, though, I want to ask this question then. Since we're about the safety. Do you really, because, I mean, all I see every day on all social media, you know, women just bash. It's getting worse every day. Mm-hmm. It's just bash men. Now, I know what the kind of guy I can be,
mm-hmm.
and I know the kind of guy I can be, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm single, I'm having a good time, having fun, I ain't going to commit to nobody,
mm-hmm.
I can be that guy.
Yeah.
But if I'm in you know, to the point where I want a relationship, I want something real, mm-hmm. I can also be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think it's right for most women to kind of like categorize every man? Because that's it's not hard.
Like women are the only people who
women,
do it.
Okay, I mean, women are the only one, but I'm just saying because uh-huh. you're a woman and you're here.
Right.
So, I mean, from what I see on mm-hmm. social media and from what I hear,
A homeboy and I were actually talking about that this morning. And the thing about it is there are so many of us who keep experiencing broken people.
Yeah.
Broken people keep experiencing broken people and therefore setting this precedent that this is how people are and who and how they show up in this world. And that's absolutely not true.
Yeah, they're looking at the heart. Absolutely.
Exactly. But the thing about it is like, in fact, we were talking about the Summer Walker post where she was talking about how men have it easier than women because they don't have periods, they don't have to birth children, and they don't have to cook or clean or wash and all that. But on the flip side, like my father, I saw my father do all of those things.
I can say, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
So, except the giving birth part.
Clearly he ain't had nothing to give birth out of. If not, then, he probably could have still been my father. You know, you got all your pronouns and whatnot. So let me respect that. Respect to that.
Yeah.
But no, he didn't give birth. But there are very much things that are attributed to each sex that are their very own struggles.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't just like, you know, dumb this down. And again, this is Summer Walker speaking from a very broken place about the broken people that she has continuously come in contact with.
Yeah.
Now, has she experienced a healed man, she would have said, yeah, some of these niggas ain't shit, but some of these niggas are. Mm-hmm. You know? Like there is a difference. And I guess I can say that because I've been on both sides of the coin where I've been broken and experienced broken people, where I've also been healed and experienced broken people, and I can see them through a different lens.
Yeah. That's true. Look at God.
Hey.
Well, I would love to stay on this subject.
Right.
But we gotta keep it pushing.
I feel like it's getting like lengthy.
But we gotta keep it pushing. We got Miss Aria on the show. Mm-hmm. Let's interview and ask her some great questions.
Okay.
You are a radio personality.
I am.
How do you deal with that on a daily, day-to-day basis? How do you turn on your radio personality? Mm-hmm. How do you turn that off?
What's funny is, like, I don't turn it off.
That's
like
you.
Like, the same way. It's just me. Nika DeMarc, shout out to Nika DeMarc on DLT. But she gave me the greatest advice I think I've ever received in radio before, and that's just be yourself. Know who you are, because that's who you are every time you turn on that mic.
Mm-hmm.
That way I don't have to fake it. That way, because one thing about people, even if they don't realize they don't like you because you're faking it, they don't like you because you're faking it.
That's it.
Like it's real clear. And so, again, I guess that's why I work the way that I work, because it's like, this is who I am and this is how I show up in this world, and I don't really try to censor it. Do I always have the most popular opinion? No. I get that. But I don't turn it off, because ain't no turn off. This is it.
Okay,
this is it.
So, what you've been in the radio for a minute. You have
10 years in... And on the 2022.
Shout out, we're gonna have to do something.
Yeah.
I mean, but you've been in radio for years. How are you seeing the evolution of it from when you started to now?
Oh, yo, it's really, really crazy, because like when I first started, everything was beginning to become digital.
Mm.
You know, so I came in at the very end of the golden era of it just kind of being what it was to now becoming more digital, like contests are less, call in to win, and now it's like text in to win.
Yeah.
So there has been a breakdown in our connection and our human connection with our listeners, because again, like, you know, you used to take phone calls and, you know, this, that, and the other. When people would see you out in the street, they would come up to you, hug you, tell you how much they love your show. And not to say that, you know, I don't still get people sometimes like reach out to me like, oh my God, I love your show. But now it's more in a digital way versus when they see me in public, they, you know, actually walk up and take a picture with you. And again, our connections with our listeners look 10 times different, because we're not so much encouraged to give out the station's telephone number anymore, unless for text messaging purposes. Yeah, very, very digital.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you also a person that's very connected to the community.
I try to be, yeah.
So with you being connected to the community, it's local artists that are starting to pop off and pop up now.
Absolutely.
What do you think about the local music scene, and, you know, how do you feel in the direction of it, and where is it going?
I think the first thing that we have to stop doing is pigeonholing them into being local artists. They are unsigned artists. Mm, because the first, because if you only ever call yourself a local artist, that's exactly where you're going to stay. Yep. That's exactly where you're going to stay. Yep. Whenever people bring their music to my station, they don't realize that they're not competing with the local artist next to them. Like, let's say, shout out to Bianca Clark, because she's doing like some major ass work out here. Bianca Clark is not competing with you as a local mm-hmm. artist. Bianca Clark is actually competing on to get on my station to beat out Drake.
Yeah.
And to beat out So you are trying to compete on a national scale, so you have to stop thinking of yourself as a local artist, because there's that's not a thing. Like, you're not a local artist. Your current status may be local, but definitely you're not a local artist. You got to start thinking like I am a national artist and move in that manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, with you being in radio, what's your greatest accomplishment from
the, my know, greatest accomplishment? Radio? Yo, you know what? What's funny? If you would have told me 10 years ago that I would be a programmer for two stations, I would have been like, girl, are you crazy? Because one, it was never like a dream of mine to be a programmer, because I didn't even know for one what that was. But one time for Uptown Angela in New Orleans, when I met her 2 years ago, like, I was like, oh shit, like, I can do that. Like, I can be that. And it's funny because somebody asked me today, they were like, has iHeartMobile ever had a female programmer? And I was like, no, it's been here since the 70s and I'm the first one. I'm the first one. So like that's like a big deal. Again, being the first or the only at the table is a lot of pressure and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of responsibility, but still, like, there's that also, you know, on the other hand, that pride there, like, oh shit, like, look at me, look at what I did. And I sometimes still wonder, am I really good enough to be here? And then I do something pretty bomb and I'm like, yeah, I'm good enough to be here.
Yeah. That's right. You get that groove back. Still got that groove.
Right.
Still got that groove. So you here with us on Off the Rock. What's your thoughts of Off the Rock? How you feel about the show?
I have enjoyed this. This is fun. Mm-hmm. This is fun, but like I'm a shit talker anyway. Yeah. So like I'm always down for some good shit talking.
Yeah. And you know, like, we've had a lot of artists, a lot of guests on, and most of the time I be having to do all the talking.
Yeah.
This is the first show where I could kick back. I don't have to say a damn thing.
I tried not to talk too much. I was just telling my son,
you doing good.
I stayed in trouble for talking too much, and his ass talks too much. So I try not to talk so much that I take over. But
I love it. Now, before, you know, there is a story circling around on social media that involves you and a certain little rodent.
Oh,
so we wanted to talk and get the juicy details about you and the fight against Mickey Mouse.
You know what? I have changed this thing's name so many times. When I first encountered it two Wednesdays ago, I called it Mickey Mouse, right? And then this thing started eating the damn mouse traps, and I was like, ain't no way in hell that's no damn Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
He done been Master Splinter, the Cat in the Hat. At this point, bitch, Ghostbusters, okay? Because I don't even know what I'm dealing with anymore. Like, this thing has started eating the rat traps, and I'm like, what the fuck is rat traps?
What do you mean
traps?
Eating? Was it like parts of it was missing?
Chewing them up and leaving holes in them, because they're like glue traps.
Yeah,
that should be, although, like, I was talking to somebody who's pretty well versed in this, and they were like, yeah, people get caught up in those glue traps all the time and think that they work well, and they don't. And I'm like, really? He's like, you should hire an exterminator. Bitch, I did. That's who put the damn glue trap down.
You thought I did this?
No. Like, the apartment complex that I live in, they call me, and I was like, well, have y'all found it yet? And they were like, no, we're just trying to see if you've been in there and moved the traps around. No, bitch, why would I go in there and move them damn traps around? Well, I haven't been in my home in 2 weeks. Why would I go in there and move the damn traps? I'm terrified. I have called my father at 9 a.m. on a Monday morning and asked him to come kill a roach for me. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm moving, though, so it's straight.
Yeah, it's time.
Yeah, I know, but so you moving because of that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you thought I was kidding? My nigga, so you can have this house.
Yeah. What the? I mean,
you've been paying rent for a little nigga.
Yeah, right. I'm like, at this point, homie, this is your house. He done ate up all my food and everything.
Peanut butter trap. He got the peanut butter off the trap.
Yeah. You don't like cats?
No.
Cats don't do shit against rats, especially that one.
Especially this one. This one might eat the damn cat.
Yeah. That one goes straight back.
Get a dog. They say dog do better than cats.
Hell, it might eat the dog too.
This one's eating traps, dog. Man, you get you a cat now. Silverback gorilla rat.
She eats them trackers, though. She's scared. She's terrified. She ain't even come downstairs.
Like, this rat is worse than the niggas I done had in my house. Eating up my baby's snacks, sleeping in my bed, uninvited.
I ain't talking about a regular cat. I'm talking about the cat that be like, what that movie is. You got to get you a cat.
You got to get a man coon.
Not no kitten. I'm talking about a cat. A
nigga, that sounds like a
cat.
Tiger.
You got to get a grown cat. And you put that bud in there, I'm telling you, no more problem. You're going to be sleeping one night, and you're going to hear, wah!
And I'm gonna be looking up, and the damn cat got ate by whatever this damn thing is.
Well, you must have
that's why y'all should have had Joe Exotic pardon. He would have been in there to go and fight with him.
Nah, he didn't need to get pardoned. He all right where he at.
Oh my
damn Lord. Tiger King. And if you ain't gonna pardon him, lock up Carol Baskin. Damn it.
Oh, too late. That's all too late. He's out.
Right.
He might come back and try to pardon some people. But yeah, it's
nah. In honor of the rat being in your crib,
okay,
I have made a special segment for you. It is called, and y'all gonna get a kick out of this, it's called 269s and a lie.
269s and a what?
And a lie.
And a lie?
You'll get it, true? Two rats and a lie.
Okay.
You so still don't
game
get
or
it.
Something? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So two of the facts are gonna be legit, right?
Yeah.
And then one of them is a lie.
It's a lie. Okay.
I'm gonna tell you right now, because of this situation, I have Googled everything there is to know about a rat, how to catch him, and all other kinds of nonsense. Let's go. Let's get this. Let's do this.
So, like she just said, y'all know the rules, listeners. We're gonna get down to it.
Okay.
All right. So first one, rats can swim.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, they fur has a little pocket.
Mm-hmm.
The third one, rats' teeth never stop growing. Which one's the lie?
Rats can't swim because they can swim through sewers. That's sometimes how they can enter homes.
Mm-hmm.
And two, their teeth do not stop growing, because I think that's where I read that's why they were like chewing on wood and shit, because their teeth don't stop growing.
That's some big, thick teeth.
It chewed up the back of my bathroom door. Like, that's where it's hiding at, somewhere in between my bathroom and
my closet.
It's
not a small. I was reading this the other day, to be honest with you.
Somebody told me it might be an opossum, which, by the way, opossums are different from possums.
No, it might actually be a rat, but it might be, it's a big one, because when they start chewing on wood, or it might be more than one.
Well, you need a Glock for this one.
I'm good for hell, though.
It might be more than one.
It's crazy. You be talking about it. It's like 2 days ago, I read this. It said when they start chewing on wood and stuff like that, it's a nice sound. Because I looked up how big they get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it chewed up the back of my bathroom door, my son's bathroom door, and I have like these moon mirrors. One of them fell off the wall and it chewed up the wood off the back of the fucking mirror.
And see, so one, you got to find out, one, how is he getting in the house?
I don't care,
so
because I'm moving.
Somewhere.
They ain't got shit to do with me. They got something to do with the person that's going to come in and live in there after me. Man, but I'm moving.
I'm burning that hole up.
Period.
Your cat.
I'm not finna get, I got a cat, and she don't eat rats. Yeah.
No, she eat goddamn kibbles and bits. Not goddamn.
We ain't talking about the same cat.
We ain't talking about
the same cat. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I've been called that. I told you I'm a Scorpio. I call that real fast.
Lord, I'm mad. I didn't think like
nothing
that.
Nothing get
no
by
more.
Me. Don't nothing get by me on that one. No
I'm
more.
Sorry. That was awful. That was horrible.
Well, y'all was like, okay. Got me out here losing dreads.
About to start looking like Wayne.
Yeah. You got to stitch my shit back together.
We can't look like him.
Look, all right. So the next one.
Okay. Because it's starting to get late.
All right. Rats can have 20 babies at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Rats destroy 20% of agriculture a year.
Mm-hmm.
The Norway rat originated in Norway. Which one's the lie?
Rats destroying agriculture?
That's the one you're going with?
Yeah.
True.
You said, is that one true or false? That's fake one?
No, I'm asking you.
I'm saying that's the one you're saying
that's
not true.
It's a lie.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
That's a lie?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's the Norway rats, yeah. Wasn't it? Because Norway... Damn, I almost went with that one.
The rats didn't originate in Norway. I don't know where the hell the Norway rat came from, but it didn't come from Norway.
Damn, I should have followed my gut.
Yeah. All right, then. All right, So the last one we got. See if you can break the tie with a win here.
Okay, okay, okay.
All right. So Antarctica is the only place uninhabited by rats. The next one, rats can laugh. And the last one, rats only ever been on Earth. Which one's the lie?
Rats only ever been on Earth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to go with...
What?
Antarctica. The Antarctica one has to be the lie.
True. Which one?
So you got the Antarctica and you got the rats have only ever been on Earth. And what was the second one you said?
Rats can laugh.
Rats can laugh. I guess Antarctica too.
That is... actually true. Antarctica is the only place uninhabited by
really?
Rats.
Really?
It's too damn cold.
It's too damn cold. And I guess that because they come inside during the cold.
So
to
which
beat
one
the
y'all
cold.
Really think is a lie between rats can laugh and rats only ever been on Earth?
That they can laugh. It got to be the one that can laugh. Because they probably done tested the motherfuckers out in space.
I mean, the noise they make it be sound like a laugh. Shit.
Actually, rats... actually can laugh. They can make a noise. If you say mm-hmm. something funny to a rat, they can make a noise to actually
whoa,
sound
whoa,
like
whoa,
laugh.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So I'm just going to be out here like Kevin Hart cracking jokes with a fucking rat.
Hard pass.
I mean, come on. Niggas crack jokes with 6ix9ine all the time. But yeah, rats, actually, some of the first animals ever sent to space were rats, launched in 1961 from France.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, man. So this has been a very dope podcast. A very dope show for Miss Ariel. Last question.
Okay.
If you could have anybody be on Off the Rock,
mm-hmm.
like that you know personally or mm-hmm. somebody, like who you can get on the show, who would you have on here? Who would you like to see on Off the Rock?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. That's such a hard question.
Is it?
Can I be realistic or can I just make some shit up?
You can do whatever you feel. You can do whatever you feel.
Because you know, I want to manifest Drake for y'all.
Okay, then.
Okay, you know, I want to manifest that for
I'm
y'all.
With it. Okay, yeah. Started at McDonald's now we're here.
Hey.
Word to Tennessee.
I want to look full circle. Tennessee and Tennessee. Drake got roots in Tennessee, baby. Hey. I want to manifest that one
Tennessee.
For you.
Hey, man.
Put that one out there in the universe.
Turn
for y'all.
All the way up. True last words, bro.
Today. God bless America.
Hey, amen.
My God.
God up there like, nigga, I've been trying.
God up there like, don't put me in that shit. Because I've been little.
I gave y'all the tools and everything. Yeah.
Baby, I've been on the Ivory Coast since.
I do feel a little more different, more relieved. I don't have to go on YouTube and see another video of something crazy that's going on, that's been going on for the last 4 years. I mean, I can just I can just, like, not worry about nothing right now. We don't know yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for right now, everything is just kind of like just calm, which is it's the way it needs to be. Mm.
Like there's a little hope now.
It's a little hope.
And I guess that's why yesterday felt like a celebration, because history was made and then there was that ideal that now there is hope because of the change of power. So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because I was very excited. For, you know, Kamala being the first, you know, we say black.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Black and Asian.
Black, South Asian.
South Asian.
Jamaican.
She do got Jamaican too. I think her father is...
Yeah, I thought it was her mother.
Okay, yes.
No, her mother was South Asian. It's her father that was Jamaican.
Okay, yeah. I was just excited for her, you know. I mean, you
just
know.
Just getting
her. Like I was a woman. But I really love seeing all of the different, you know, races of women on social media that was, you know, participating in the Chucks and Pearls thing. That was
shout out.
That was awesome. Cause I didn't even know that. I mean, I didn't know how they even spread the word to even do that. I don't even know. I didn't see
it. Social media is a powerful drug.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I just seen one person post, and then every post after that, I started seeing the same thing. Like, people literally went out then and got their stuff so they can
post. Collectively. Yeah, that lets you know that we do work well as a collective.
And that's the way it needs to be with everything, though. Like, it needs to stop being, you know, so it needs to just be collectively.
Yeah, but then there would be no real individuality on this planet. So,
OL. You
know. I mean,
You know, I like to play devil's advocate. Let me stop lengthening this podcast. Let's wrap it up. You type person.
Somebody say I won the basketball game. You come and say, "Well, you didn't really win. What happened right here?"
I'm a combative person now. I like to shoot the shit.
Oh, and I'm over here like, oh, yeah. Instead of saying, oh, well,
why can't,
oh,
why can't they just be great? The people just can't
that,
be
hey, that's the name for this episode. Oh, well.
It's a beautiful thing.
I like that.
I don't need it. Unity. That was a big word yesterday. They said 1,200 times. They said 1,200 times. I counted.
Yeah, don't nobody want that pseudo unity that white people keep trying to sell us.
Oh, my God. Here we go again.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean,
last word.
Well,
no,
I just wanted unity. I didn't want to. I want the unity in last words.
Okay, okay. Shade. Yes. Okay, so last words. Follow my podcast On the Damn Couch as well as Astrology and Chill wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, Dad. Radio voice. We need to be on the couch. We need to be on her damn couch.
Yeah, I'm just saying, y'all need to come through. It'll be a fun show.
We're waiting on you.
All right.
So. Before I get off of here, it'd be a shame if I didn't do this. But today is also my big sister's birthday. Hey. Shout out to Miss Israel Robinson.
Happy solar return, sis.
Yes, yes. Happy solar return birthday, however you want to celebrate it. I love you. I see you tomorrow. We're going to hang out, kick it, party, whatever.
Hey.
And I want to say I appreciate every single person that gave us a like, thumbs up, share, subscribe. Mm-hmm. We everywhere you find podcasts, even on iHeartRadio, Miss L, if you want to check us out there. And check her out on 107.3 The Beat. She also do the traffic jam at 5, right?
Yeah, 5 o'clock
107.3, you got to put that point
107.3, or you could just say 107.3 The Beat, afternoons from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday.
Exactly. So y'all pull up and listen.
No weekends.
Hey. And look.
No weekends, baby. I'm off on the weekends.
You ready? So look, this has been a great episode of The Rock. We're going to leave you with the great song Mecca from Spillage Village.
Hey!
You know what I'm saying? That song of the week. Y'all come tune in with us Thursday, same time, same place, same rock.
So come and follow me to the land, because I love you, take my hand. From South Africa to Japan, down to Colombia, to Sudan, over to you.
Spread the love all around the world, spread the love all around the world, spread the love all around the world, spread the love
over the moon.
Mother Earth, and I lay with her. Now I can't wake up. We got babies on top of babies, raising freedom fighters made from super love. Won't you follow me? We gon' lead the way. Watch the whole world get high like
us. Come and follow me to the land, because I love you. Take my hand, and from South Africa to Japan, down to Colombia to Sudan, over to you.
Crash land, hop out the whip, did the flag plan. One giant leap, hit the moonwalk. Getting MJ to your shoes drop. Getting Tupac to your shoot cops. Just another black man. Every day episode of Boondocks. And there's really nothing you could do about it. Play a throwback on the jukebox. Oh shit, 06, OJ, Guwap. Got me in the mood now. Hit it at the ballpark, different kind of heartthrob. I be trying to tell me it's a rolling, not a stopwatch. When you from the bottom, maybe shot a long shot. So don't try to tell me that it matter what I call God. I don't get that. Y'all be looking big mad, lying up and vivin' this whole ass in bed. Stick it to my side like tip hat. You ain't strapped, better get strapped.
So come and follow me to the land, because I love you. Take my hand, and from South Africa.
to Japan, down to Colombia, to Sudan, over to you.
Spread the love all around the world. Spread the love all around the world. Spread the love all around the world. Spread the love
over the moon.
Spread the love all around the world. Spread the love all around the world. Spread the love all around the world. Spread the love.
Wanna wrap it up?
Take me high, don't take me low. You know we got a really long way to go. I gotta thank God for the sun above, 'cause my black skin can't shake the cold. Unlock your doors, open up your soul. You ain't gotta be so Minnesota. They love me in Cologne, I ain't talking about the odor. I love it when I'm home on my stand. I'm a soldier, I'm demanded.
Do me lie.
And I met that man alone standing, holding a sign in his hand, it red stranded. I took a chance, pulled some money out my pants and said, sorry, it's not much, it's what I have. He laughed, said it's love when you do what you can, when you don't have to. I got a mother and dad, they don't even care where I'm mad, nigga, thank you. Brother, go buy you a gun and rob a bank.
So come and follow me to the land, because I love you. Take my hand, and from South Africa to Japan, down to Colombia.